This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name, Johnson B. B. by Terry, T. E. R. R. Y. Date of birth 8/1/1949. Place, Future Kids Jaws Village. Date of service 2/18/2024. His initial history and physical. Patient is admitted to the subacute rehab for deconditioning and multiple medical problems. History of present illness. This is a 74-year-old male with a known cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 20 to 25%, status post ICD placement, AFib not an anticoagulation due to anemia, obstructive sleep apnea and BiPAP at night, CKD, peripheral arterial disease, spinal stenosis, and also has a paraplegia, neurogenic bladder, supraclavicular catheter placement. He was admitted with change in mental status. As per caretaker, patient has a foul odor, discharge from the urinary catheter, and right lower extremity. This is the right extremity, just right foul odorous discharge from the catheter. Mr. Bay initially went to Pycock State Clinic for blood draw, then he came to emergency room. An interview patient was reported. Unable to articulate properly, he was admitted because of change in mental status. In the setting of multiple medical problems, patient has a previous VTAC history, electrolyte abnormality, AFib not an anticoagulation due to GI bleed, type 2 diabetes and stage 4 decubitus. Is a UTI and right lower extremity wet gangrene, necrotizing soft tissue infection. He underwent right below knee amputation on February 7 and 2/13. He underwent bilateral lower extremity revision with noted to have oliguric acute kidney injury that resolved. He also has a CKD history. It has a polymicrobial bacteremia, MSSA. He was given 7-day course of IV meropenem. He also has Arsenobacterium, ARCNOBACTER, Arsenobacterium hemolyticum, C. diff, Clostridium remsosi. His C. diff history in the past, and he's maintaining prophylactic therapy, not acute C. diff at this time. Right lower extremity, acute and chronic osteomyelitis, wet gangrene, necrotizing fasciitis, underwent right below knee amputation and revision, polymicrobial bacteremia, complicated MSSA bacteremia. He has a leukocytosis, lactic acidosis due to infection, CT right lower extremity, deep wound, infection, radiologic evidence of acute and chronic osteomyelitis, and soft tissue gas. Patient initially started on Zosyn, linezolid for soft tissue infection, subsequently antibiotic de-escalated, had a severe anemia, required a blood transfusion. And IV meropenem was started subsequently. Repeat blood culture remained negative. Echo completed on February 10th. No evidence of agitation. low concern for ICD infection. Patient was started on IV cefazolin, 2 gram IV cuvette hour for 3 weeks. Initially, then they changed it to 4 weeks. MSSA directed therapy in the also AICD hardware in place. Pain was managed, antibiotic continued. After stabilization, patient was sent to the sub-Q rehab for continuation of IV antibiotics, local skin care. Outpatient was advised follow up to Dr. Park and cardiology Dr. Mohammed Haq. Urine shows MDR, ESBL, UTI, supervicatheter in place, completed IV antibiotic course with mavimeropanol for complicated UTI, spinal stenosis with neurogenic bladder status post suprapubic catheter, spinal stenosis with paraplegia, decubitus ulcer, pressure ulcer, stage 4 pressure ulcers. Patient has a known history of C. diff diagnosed in November 2022 in Mercy Hospital. He was maintained on vancomycin 125 mg BID for C. diff prophylaxis due to risk of recurrence. Peel vancomycin to be continued till March 6, 2024. PKD was managed. This patient has a gamma gap, S-PEP electrophoresis, trace band in gamma region, polyclonal hypergammaglobulinemia, hyperglycemia in the setting of diabetes was monitored, cardiomyopathies stable, status post ICD placement, ejection fraction 15 to 20%, HDF non-morphic VTAC, in the setting of electrolyte abnormality, recent echo EF is 15 to 20%. Multivessel coronary artery disease. Patient not candidate of coronary artery bypass graft. Medical management advised aspirin statin, AFib not an anticoagulation for because of GI bleed, peptic ulcer disease, maintained on Protonix, sleep apnea maintained on BiPAP at night. AFib heart control, carbidolol was continued. After stabilization, patient was sent to the rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, feeling hungry, feeling weak and tired, ambulatory dysfunction, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever. Next line. Past medical history. Patient has a very complex medical history. Severe cardiomyopathy, status post ICD placement, AFib, not an anticoagulation because of GI bleed and severe anemia, obstructive sleep apnea on BiPAP, CKD stage 3, peripheral vascular disease, spinal stenosis, paraplegia, neurogenic bladder, status post suprapubic catheter replacement, status post recent right below knee amputation because of complex necrotizing fasciitis and gangrene, history of C. diff colitis, obesity, history of MI, history of coronary artery disease, sacral decubitus ulcer, diabetes mellitus, peptic ulcer disease, ambulatory dysfunction, dependent in the care because of paraplegia, recent MSSA infection, echo done, no vegetation. Medications reviewed by me. Social history denies alcohol or drug abuse. He used to smoke in the past but quit smoking. Family situation didn't have. There was a system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GR, arm, tendaria, musculoskeletal, complaining of pain in the both legs, dental, urinary, hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralypsia, hematology, no bleeding. Yeah.